More than four decades ago, the U.S. military blanketed Vietnam with Agent Orange. It's a toxic herbicide. Troops used it to deforest the land during the Vietnam War. To date, researchers blame Agent Orange for causing 14 illnesses in veterans. They're eligible for federal compensation and health care. As WUWM's Aaron Toner learned, other Vietnam vets are sick with conditions not on the official list, but insist Agent Orange is the cause. At least so far, there is no proof.
Jim Gum lives in the small house he grew up in on the west side of Milwaukee. Photographs of his parents dot the living room walls. His old dog tags hang over one frame. 45 years ago, Gum was stationed at a small airbase tucked between rice paddies in southwestern Vietnam. He recalls U.S. transport planes spraying Agent Orange around the base to defoliate the land.
This was not gentle stuff. And, you know, we had to walk through it. And you didn't know what it was. That's the problem. And, you know, some people got boils, some people, got sick.
Agent Orange is named for the color of a band painted around barrels that stored the herbicide. The military claimed it would not hurt humans. That turned out to be dead wrong. For Vietnam, where hundreds of thousands of children have had severe birth defects, and for U.S. servicemen and women. Gum says after walking through areas sprayed with Agent Orange, his pants would be soaked and his legs became dry and itchy. They got worse over the next 45 years.
The color of my flesh has changed. The skin does not grow properly. It dries out and flakes. Sometimes I lose feeling in my feet. You get up and you go, whoa, it's itches, can be painful.
Can I take a look?
Sure.
Can you show me?
Sure.
He pulls up his pant leg, revealing purplish, scaly skin from his knee down to his ankle.
So doctors have seen this. What do they tell you might be the cause?
They just blame it on old age. I think personally it's, chemical related.
Why do you feel convinced that that's the cause?
What else could it be? The rest of my body's fine.
Unless Gum can prove a direct correlation between his ailment and Agent Orange, he doesn't qualify for disability benefits. Right now, the list of 14 so-called presumptive illnesses includes type 2 diabetes, certain cancers such as lung and prostate, and a skin disease called chloracne. The secretary of the VA decides whether to add new conditions based on biennial reports from an independent agency, the Institute of Medicine. Brad Floor of the VA says the federal government itself also studies the health of those who served in Vietnam.
Developing information as to particular types of diseases they're experiencing, which may not be on the list of the 14 Agent Orange presumptives, but going down in years from now, should there be an increase of some significance in this category of veterans, then VA could potentially take some action based on those studies.
Floor says veterans with conditions not on the list can submit evidence from doctors or scientific journals that indicate a link.
And we have granted, I don't know the numbers, but we have granted, claims like that.
Floor assures vets that the potential cost of compensating them is never a factor in declaring new presumptive diseases. But John Margowski is skeptical. He was a young airman in the early 70s and says he was exposed to Agent Orange while serving on a base in Thailand.
I guess I have to say we were probably pretty ignorant about it.
Margowski points out that 25 years ago, the Reagan administration blocked a federal study on the health effects of Agent Orange, fearing a potential extraordinary cost of compensation. And recently, revelations rocked the VA about vets waiting months and even years for health care and disability payments. Margowski is an officer with Vietnam Veterans of America. It wants the U.S. to fund an independent commission that would take over Agent Orange research.
Where they would look at all the studies that have been done internationally for dioxin exposure, and let's really try to medically find out what's going on.
Margowski says he understands good research takes time, but vets such as Jim Gum don't know if they have that luxury.
I'll probably be dead by then, but you never know.
Some veterans are also worried about decades into the future. They wonder whether their exposure to Agent Orange was the cause of health problems in their children or grandchildren. Right now, the government provides compensation for offspring with specific birth defects that resulted in a permanent physical or mental disability. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.